This is WCWP, Brookville, public radio that rocks. From the North Shore of Nassau, 88.1 FM, and beyond, WCWP.org.
This is Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Each hour tonight, we'll start with a Herb Alpert, John Pisano composition called Slick. Each version released 53 years apart. First, the original 1968 version by Herb and his Tijuana Brass. FM and WCWP.org. Stanley Turrentine with not T for two, but two for T, his last initial, from Don't Mess with Mr. T in 1973. That rhymes. T wrote the song and played tenor sax. Harold Mayburn was on Rhodes piano, Eric Gale on electric guitar, Ron Carter on acoustic bass, and Idris Muhammad on drums. Before that, Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass with Slick from The Beat of the Brass in 1968. As I said at the top of the show, Herb wrote the song with guitarist John Pisano. Besides John's guitar, Herb was on trumpet, and as far as I know, the song also included, but was not limited to, Bob Edmondson on trombone, Julius Wechter on vibraphone, Pat Senator on electric bass, and Nick Ciroli on drums. Next hour, we'll hear Herb's solo 2021 version, but for now, off to Brazil with Sugarloaf Mountain by George Duke. That's the Dave Brubeck Quartet on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org with the Circus on Parade from My Favorite Things in 1965, an album celebrating the music of Richard Rodgers. Rodgers wrote the Circus on Parade with Lorenz Hart. Dave's version had him on piano, Paul Desmond on alto sax. Paul was on CTI Records at the same time as Stanley Turrentine, Eugene Wright on double bass, acoustic, and a marching rhythm from Joe Morello on drums. Before that, speaking of circuses on parade, we were in the home of Carnival, Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Sugarloaf Mountain was the song by George Duke from A Brazilian Love Affair in 1979. The track listings misspell Sugarloaf, splitting it into two words. Won't be the last time that happens tonight. George played Rhodes piano and synthesizer on his composition, with Roland Bautista on guitar, Byron Lee Miller on electric bass, Ricky Lawson on drums, Sheila E. on timbales, and the horn section of Jerry Hay on trumpet, Bill Reichenbach on trombone, and Larry Williams on alto sax. We'll go from Rio to Chicago next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
Every Monday night at 9 p.m., join George Walsh for Knocking on Dylan's Door.
You can set your alarm clock to it.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
Many songs tonight center around travel and transportation, on foot or otherwise. So far, we've been to Rio and watched a circus parade, and our next stop is Chicago for Chicago Song by David Sanborn.
Hi, this is Ryan Grabo, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. It's a ripping good time.
It's a ripping good time in that three of the guys on the last song you heard were founding members of the Rippingtons. The song was Smarty Pants by David Benoit and Russ Freeman. That's two of the three from the Benoit Freeman Project in 1994. David and Russ wrote the song together. David was on piano, Russ on guitars and keyboards. Nathan East, founding member of 4Play, played bass. John J.R. Robinson on drums, percussion by Steve Reed, that's the third Rippington's founder, and the horn section of Jerry Hay and Gary Grant on trumpets, and Dan Higgins on alto sax. Jerry, who was part of the Sugarloaf Mountain horn section earlier, also had a muted trumpet solo a la Miles Davis. Before David, Benoit, and Russ Freeman, we heard another David, David Sanborn, also on alto sax, primarily, with Chicago Song from A Change of Heart in 1987. Besides Dave, as he's informally known, on saxophones, Chicago Song's composer, Marcus Miller, who worked with Miles Davis, played bass, like the unrelated Byron Lee Miller. And Marcus also played rhythm guitar and keyboards, otherwise Hiram Bullock on lead guitar, Bernard Wright, no relation to Eugene, on keyboards, Jason Miles on programming, Steve Ferrone on drums, and background vocals by Mark Stevens. Our third destination tonight is St. Bart's, performed by guitarist Lee Ritenour. Lee Ritenour on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org with his composition St. Bart's from Stolen Moments in 1990. The track listing incorrectly added an apostrophe to Bart's. St. Bart's is the Caribbean island whose full name is San Barthélemy. Lee was on Gibson L5 electric guitar, Alan Broadbent on Roland Rhodes piano, Ernie Watts on tenor sax, unbranded, John Patitucci of the Chick Corea electric and acoustic bands on acoustic bass, and Harvey Mason on drums. Lee and Mace are two more founding members of the quartet known as 4Play. The fourth founder, Bob James, awaits us in the next segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri, but leading it off, Richard Elliott on tenor sax.
Need something a little heavier, a little faster, a little louder, and WCWP.org.
Hello.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Foot Transit kicks off this segment as we hear Downhill Run by Richard Elliott. It's 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. In between versions of Slick by Herb Alpert, with and without his brass, that was Big Slick by Joe McBride from Texas Hold'em in 2005. And you don't have to go to Texas to play Texas Hold'em, but as the meme suggests, you should get good first. Big Slick was written by Joe, heard on piano, organ, and keyboards. He was backed up by the Texas Rhythm Club, Wayne Delano on alto sax, Todd Parsnow on guitar, Martin Walters on bass, and Dennis Durick on drums. Before that, Richard Elliott on tenor sax with Downhill Run from City Speak in 1996. It's another track listing typo, as downhill, like Sugarloaf, should be one word. Downhill Run was written by Richard and brothers Ron and Dave Reinhardt. Ron was on piano, organ, and keyboards, Dave on drums and percussion. Additionally, Richard Smith on guitar and Naoki Yanai on bass. Hour one will end with Bob James, but first, Norman Brown with Night Drive, something you may be doing at this very moment.
Support for WCWP comes from Main Street Board Game Cafe. Visit us at WCWP.org and click on the support tab.
WCWP, Brookville, public radio that rocks. 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
This is hour two of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Hour one ended with Joyride by Bob James, still another founding member of 4Play. And that's the title track to his 1999 solo release. That same year, he and 4Play released the Christmas-themed Snowbound. Maybe we'll hear something from that next month. As for Joyride, Bob wrote it and played piano and keyboards. Michael Colina also played keyboards. Lee Ritenour, gone from 4Play by 99 and heard earlier in the show with his song St. Bart's, on lead electric guitar, don't know if it was the Gibson L5, Nicky Morrock on rhythm and acoustic guitars, Dave McMurray on alto sax, Richard Bona on bass, Billy Kilson on drums, and percussion by Doc Gibbs. Before Joyride, it was Night Drive, which may have been a joyride, by Norman Brown from Just Chillin' in 2002. Night Drive was written by Norman, guitar, Phil Davis, keyboards, synth bass, drum programming, and the unrelated Paul Brown, just programming. Furthermore, Rick Braun played trumpet and flugelhorn, and Paulinho da Costa, a native of Brazil, was on percussion. Hour two begins with the same song as hour one, Slick. But this is Herb Alpert's solo 2021 version. .1 FM and WCWP.org. Vincent Ingala with On the Move, another transportational tune from Fire and Desire in 2021. Vincent did everything on that song and most of Fire and Desire. He wrote it and played all the instruments, particularly tenor sax and keyboards. Before that, Herb Alpert with the 2021 version of Slick, which he wrote with John Pisano from Catch the Wind, released the same day as Fire and Desire, September 17th. To be fair, this Slick was released as an untethered single last year, 2020. Like on the Tijuana Brass original that we heard at the top of the show, Herb played trumpet, but this time he was backed up by Jeff Lorber on piano, organ, and keyboards. There's that combination again. Ben Shepard on acoustic bass. Pat Senator played electric on the original. And Gary Novak on drums, no guitar. We have one more 2021 song this segment, following a detour to 2017. This is Skinny Hightower, again playing everything, on a cover of I Can't Help It by Michael Jackson. Chris Standring on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org with a cover of Maxine by Donald Fagen from Wonderful World in 2021. Maxine was on Donald's solo debut, The Nightfly, in 1982. Chris Standring's cover of Maxine had him on guitar, Darek Oleshkovich on acoustic bass, and Harvey Mason on drums, just as he was with fellow guitarist Lee Ritenour. The orchestra on Maxine was arranged and conducted by Jeff Gascoigne. Before that, another cover, Skinny Hightower's cover of Michael Jackson's I Can't Help It, written by Stevie Wonder for MJ's Off the Wall album in 1979. Skinny's cover is on Emotions in 2017. Like Vincent Ingala earlier in this segment, Skinny played everything, keyboards, bass, drums, and percussion. We'll dance with Eric Marienthal next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari.
Do you remember where you were when this song played for the very first time?
And the free WCWP mobile app. Stay golden.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here at 88.1 WCWP.
Here's Eric Marienthal, John Patitucci's Chick Corea electric band mate, with Dance With Me. Okay, but you lead.
Hi, this is guitarist Nick Corleone, You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. We are experiencing some turbulence. I'd appreciate it if you'd remain in your seats and keep your seatbelts fastened.
This is First Officer Mike Shamari on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. The fastened seatbelt sign is back off and you're free again to move about the cabin. Last hour, we had Chicago Song by David Sanborn, and just now we had a song by a Chicago native, Nick Colione, with Buckle Up from The Journey, More Travel and Transportation in 2016. Buckle Up was written by Barbara A. Perry, who didn't play. Nick played lead guitar and, with Wayne Bruce, rhythm guitar. Najee was featured on tenor sax, and Chris Big Dog Davis, no relation to Phil, played everything else, keyboards, synth bass, and drum programming. I don't know who voiced the captain. Before that, Eric Marienthal on alto sax and backing tenor, like David Sanborn, with Dance With Me from just around the corner in 2007. And you have to travel to get around the corner. Dance With Me was written by Eric, along with Stephen Liu, keyboards, synth bass, drum programming, and Brian Culbertson, additional keyboards. Michael O'Neill and John Fields played rhythm guitar with no lead. From alto to soprano, but still with backing tenor, this is Elizabeth Miss with Breakaway. Dan Siegel with his composition Then and Now, which you heard just now on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org from Sphere in 2009. It's a fitting title considering the Then and Now comparison for Slick by Herb Alpert. Dan played piano and keyboards on Then and Now with Alan Hines on acoustic and electric guitars, Brian Bromberg on just acoustic bass, Joel Taylor on drums and percussion by Lenny Castro. Before that, Elizabeth Miss, a newlywed, with Breakaway, the title track to her 2012 album. Said title track was written by Nate Harrison and Darren Ron. Darren, like Barbara Perry, didn't play on Breakaway. Nate did play on Rhodes piano, keyboards, and drum programming. Elizabeth played soprano sax with backing tenor, at least it sounded like tenor. Frank Selman was on lead and rhythm electric guitar, no acoustic, and Terrence Palmer on electric bass. Saxophonist Tom Braxton leads off the last segment of tonight's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. Next.
The classics live here on LIU Public Radio, 88.1 FM.
And WCWP.org.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
As promised, Tom Braxton with a contemporary cover, How Do I Live Without You? It's 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. The Roger Kellaway Trio with Sweetness But No Light from New Jazz Standards Volume 3 in 2018. Every song on Volume 3 was composed by trumpeter Carl Saunders, who didn't play. The trio was Roger Kellaway on piano, Jay Lenhart on acoustic bass, and Peter Erskine on drums. Before that, Tom Braxton with a cover of the Diane Warren penned How Do I Live from Lookin' Up in 2021, recorded in 1997 by Leanne Rimes and Trisha Yearwood, respectively. The Tom Braxton instrumental cover had Tom on tenor sax and keyboards, Eric Willis on additional keyboards, Darren DeShazo on acoustic and electric guitars, like Alan Hines with Dan Siegel, Mark Harper on rhythm guitar, Joseph Tolliver on electric bass, Jason Thomas on drums and percussion by Len Barnett. We end tonight with another Brazilian-themed tune, performed here by Scott Wilkie. Eu Vim da Bahia, I Came from Bahia, written by Gilberto Gilles for Juo Gilberto's eponymous 1973 release. Scott's cover is on Brasil, a Brazilian-themed album in 2019. Scott plays piano, Kleber Georges on acoustic guitar, Jimmy Haslip on electric bass, Jeff Olson on drums, and Gibi dos Santos with percussion. Kleber and Gibi are from Brazil. Thank you very much for listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed putting it together. Again, the last song is Eu Vim da Bahia, I Came from Bahia, by Scott Wilkie. Adios.